The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Well, floating cities have been something we've seen in movies or read about in science fiction. But this week at the World City Summit, Keppel's CEO said that this could be in Singapore's future. Lo Chin Hua announced that Keppel has the technology and the capabilities to build floating cities, which can address both land scarcity as well as the threat of rising sea levels in coastal areas. And they are currently exploring how much or how such near-shore developments can be built right here in Singapore. So how much of a game changer would this be for Singapore in preparing against climate change? And how might this boost Keppel Corp to greater heights? Joining us now for analysis is Terence Chua, Senior Research Analyst at Phillip Capital. Good morning, Terence.
Good morning.
So floating city, what exactly would this be?
Well, this I think, like what you mentioned earlier on, would help to alleviate some of the issues that countries like Singapore is facing, such as rising sea levels and also the need for more energy and the need for smarter solutions, especially as city continues to evolve and continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. So, but when we talk about floating cities, we've seen an offshore housing sort of city somewhere in Dubai. Is this what they're talking about as a floating city, or is this going to be something different?
We believe that it will be a smaller scale.
Okay.
But we believe that Keppel will be able to pull it off because of ability to build such integrated townships, especially in different countries around the world. It has the experience and expertise, especially in building. But if you look at the base requirement, I don't think they can afford to be too ambitious, especially in terms of building offshore. But I think that there can be some other types of developments offshore as well.
So you're cautious about how big this could be, but what kind of climate change issues would building an offshore, nearshore, a floating city address?
So I think in the Prime Minister's speech a few years ago, one of the things that they addressed is how the climate change is having a pronounced effect on rising sea levels in Singapore. I think the government recognizes this, that rising sea levels could have a very pronounced effect on the country,
right,
which is why they are looking to have such solutions, which is to build a floating platform to alleviate the sea levels, the rising sea levels that will come into the country. I think that while they have not spoken about the form and how they're going to do this, we think that they will integrate some of the solutions that they have done for some of the other integrated developments over the years, and those can provide a better hint in terms of how they intend to go about doing this.
So we know that they have the capability to do this, but where will funding come from if and when it is implemented?
Keppel is pretty well funded at this moment. Their net gearing is about 80% based on their latest financial year 2021 results. We believe that they will continue to use internal funding sources. Another source of funds that they can use are sustainability or green loans,
right,
which they could take in the next few years to fund the development of this project. But otherwise, we believe that at this moment, internal resources are probably sufficient to fund their resources. We don't expect Keppel to do any equity fundraising.
Okay, if this is implemented and done successfully here in Singapore, how would this boost Keppel Corp?
This will be a shining example of Keppel's capability in doing such, in being able to pull off such a massive scale of development, especially in terms of integrating smart city developments. We believe they will implement some of the smartest technologies in terms of elevating some of the near-term issues. So we think that this can be a springboard for its developments in other countries or for other countries to adopt some of these things. And we've seen that happen already. Some of their famous projects are like this, that they're still doing is the Sino-Singapore, Tianjin-Singapore Eco-City project.
Right.
In which we implement some of the best practices that we have in Singapore, in China. So we believe that they would replicate these strategies overseas as well.
Okay, one last thing. So Keppel Corp was exposed to Chris Energy in its first half 2021 financial result. What is your current outlook for the stock?
We believe that the outlook is likely to be positive for the group. The reason is because Chris Energy has been a major overhang on Keppel for more than 3 to 4 years. So that overhang and what Keppel is going to do with that investment and how it's going to pan out has been an overhang on the stock. But with Keppel announcing recently that they are writing off the entire investment and expect to recover just about $105 million from the investment, we believe that, of course, I'll be very quick to add that whether they are able to recover the full $105 million is uncertain at this point. But I mean, that amount is an estimation from their financial advisors. We believe that certainty would be good for the stock. And furthermore, okay. Also one last thing on this. Mm-hmm. Keppel has also said that this write-off, the recent write-off, should impact their first half 2021 results. They are actually ring-fencing the investment, which means that it will not affect the interim and the final dividend payout that they will declare at the end of financial year 2021, which is going to be a positive for the group. At least the dividends are not impacted.
Okay, sounds interesting. Thank you very much, Terrence, for sharing your insights with us. Senior Research Analyst at Phillip Capital, Terrence Traw here on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.